DeepEnglish.com.
Human cargo and emotional baggage, active speaking, part D. When Brown's box arrived at an abolitionist's office, James McKim, the head of the Abolitionist Society, worried that he might be accepting a box with a dead body inside. Who was James McKim? James McKim was the head of the Abolitionist Society. What was he worried about? He was worried that he might be accepting a box with a dead body inside. McKim writes, "We opened the box up and arose with a face radiant with joy and gratitude, one of the finest looking men you ever saw in your life." Did he have a face radiant with joy and gratitude? Yes, he had a face radiant with joy and gratitude. Who wrote this? McKim wrote this. Brown extended his hand and said, "Good morning, gentlemen." What did Brown say when he exited the box? He said, "Good morning, gentlemen." Brown had mailed himself to freedom. What had Brown done? Brown had mailed himself to freedom. Shifting gears once again, we bring you a story about baggage. What's the next story about? The next story is about baggage. Our physical suitcases, boxes, and bags are types of baggage. What are different types of baggage? Our physical suitcases, boxes, and bags are different types of baggage. Another type of baggage is the mental and emotional traumas we carry throughout our lives. What's another type of baggage? Another type of baggage is the mental and emotional traumas we carry throughout our lives. The simple story of two Zen monks illustrates this type of emotional baggage clearly. Is this a simple story of two Zen monks? Yes, this is a simple story of two Zen monks. Does it illustrate emotional baggage? Yes, it illustrates emotional baggage. As the two traveling monks entered a town, they passed a well-dressed woman standing in front of a puddle of rain and mud. Who did the two monks pass? The two monks passed a well-dressed woman. What was the woman standing in front of? The woman was standing in front of a puddle of rain and mud. She angrily scolded her servants who were unable to help her cross the street because their hands were full carrying her packages. Who did the woman scold? The woman scolded her servants. Why was she angry at her servants? She was angry at her servants because they were unable to help her cross the street. Why were they unable to help her cross the street? They were unable to help her cross the street because their hands were full carrying packages. The younger monk passed her without saying a word. Who passed her without saying a word? The younger monk passed her without saying a word. The older monk stopped, lifted the woman on his back, and carried her across. What did the older monk do? The older monk stopped, lifted the woman on his back, and carried her across. Without a word of thanks or any show of gratitude, the woman pushed the monk away and walked off. Did she thank the monk? No, she didn't thank the monk. Did she have any show of gratitude? No, she didn't have any show of gratitude. The younger monk walked in silence but was upset by the woman's lack of gratitude. Did the younger monk walk in silence? Yes, the younger monk walked in silence. What was he upset about? He was upset by the woman's lack of gratitude. He couldn't believe the lack of respect she showed the elder monk, and he just couldn't let it go. Who couldn't believe the lack of respect she showed? The younger monk couldn't believe the lack of respect she showed. Could he let it go? No, he couldn't let it go. Finally, he stopped and said, "That woman back there was very selfish and rude, but you picked her up on your back and carried her. Then she didn't even thank you." Did the younger monk say she didn't even thank you? Yes, the younger monk said she didn't even thank you. I set the woman down hours ago, the older monk replied. Why are you still carrying her? Who said, why are you still carrying her? The older monk said, why are you still carrying her? That's all for this month. Here's to hoping you travel light, carry only what you need, and find freedom in your life by letting the rest go. Do you easily let things go, or do you carry them with you?